This audiobook is for people like us. And we all know who we are. We make our own hours, keep our own profits, chart our own way. We have things like gigs, contracts, customers, clients, and assignments. We work long hours, and we know we're not alone. People like us have been told over and over again that going into business for oneself as an independent contractor, freelancer, etc., is an elusive dream, one that will necessarily mean sacrificing financial security. We've been told that working several jobs to make ends meet so that we can pursue our dreams or better ourselves is risky. Better to just get a real job. We've been told that if we find individual health insurance prohibitively expensive, well, it's our own fault for needing it in the first place. Shame on us for not seeking more stable employment with handsome benefits. But what if that job isn't out there? And what if teaching yoga or starting your own contracting business, web design firm, or PR shop is a lifelong dream? If you go that route, then who is planning for your retirement? Who covers your expenses when clients flake out and checks are late? Who is setting money aside for your taxes? Who is responsible for your health insurance? Take a good look in the mirror. You are. We're actually okay with that because, in the end, aren't all adults ultimately responsible for themselves? We are writers, chefs, software engineers, and illustrators. We are bloggers, sound engineers, musicians, and physical therapists. We are dancers, coaches, actors, researchers, farmers, and even the occasional bladesmith. All of us are working toward a dream, doing our own work on our own time, on our own terms. We have no real boss, no corporate nameplate, no real cubicle to call our own. Unfortunately, we also have no 401ks and no one who matches them, no benefits package, no one collecting our taxes until midnight on April 15th, at which point the sum seems insurmountable. And while there is already plenty to do as an independent worker, many give short shrift to the most important aspect of their careers, coming up with a sound, long-term financial plan and sticking to it. Part of the problem is that the legions of independent workers have no true financial model. And that's where this audiobook comes in, providing what we call the freelance finance system and a philosophy for relentless saving that we've developed over the years in an effort to keep our life and our careers of choice on track. This audiobook can help independent workers of all stripes hammer out a financial plan that is every bit as rewarding as their careers. In this audiobook, you will find a simple yet comprehensive system for earning, spending, saving, and surviving as an independent worker. It can be easily adjusted to a variety of self-employed income styles, fitting the needs of almost anyone who lives from client to client, gig to gig. In other words, it's a toolkit you can turn to time and again. How much to save, where to save it, and how to turn erratic cash flow into a winning savings situation for the rest of your life. These are the cornerstones of our approach. The audiobook is organized into three sections. Part one helps you get real about where you're at financially and where you want to go. Spending, earning, debt, it's all here. In part two, we introduce the basics of the freelance finance system. We discuss the key accounts and techniques that will build the foundation for your new financial game plan. In part three, we show you how to expand the plan to incorporate your new successes and how you can adjust and grow the plan along with your finances. We also offer some final advice about how to build prosperity. Start at the beginning and work your way through. Whether you're just starting to save for the first time, you've fallen off the financial wagon, we all do, or you want a more organized approach to managing your ample yet still unpredictable finances, this approach will work if you commit to it. And finally, and perhaps most important, Use it to remind yourself that you are not alone and that there are plenty of people who make the freelance life work.